The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I'm excited, as always, to talk about some great information. But I'm going to start off the show with the most important topic for most people right now, and that is weight loss. We're the most obese country ever in the history of this world, and we have more obesity every year, you know, joining the crew. So we have to really figure out how to get this right and do it healthy, because we have a lot of drugs that are helping people lose weight, but really affecting their health negatively. So I'm going to get into that and break down why and break down how to get much, much healthier. I also need to get into a lot of stuff having to do with how your body runs and heals naturally. That's more important than anything else. Everything I talk about, it's about how to run better, how to have a better life, how to have a better future, how to have your kids healthy. That's a big concern of mine. Have my kids as healthy as it can be, because I'm going to be gone sometime. No doubt about it. My kids are going to be around for much longer. I want them to have a great, great life. But I'm going to start off with weight loss, and I want to really break this down. I'm going to get into a few things about GLP-1 drugs, as well as why we're holding on to weight and why taking GLP-1 drugs can really damage your health, because it's not fixing it. So I'm going to go down. Number one is modern food. It's calorie rich, but nutrient poor. As Americans, we're overfed and undernourished at the same time. Crazy concept, I get it, but we're overfed and undernourished at the same time, and it's causing us to have less nutrient density, less micronutrition, and so we have this hunger to find the food that has those nutrients in it. I remember I read this book about this guy who he died. Well, he didn't die, but he was in World War II, and his plane crashed on an island, and he was floating on this boat out in the ocean for a long time. And he was out there, and he was a couple other guys are catching fish, eating them. They're eating the birds that land in the boat. And at one point in time, they killed a bird, and he looked at his eyeball and he said, "I really want that eyeball. It sounds very good to me." And so he was eating eyeballs, and normally it'd be a gross thing for him. He's like, "Why am I even eating these?" You know, and he's saying, "I'm eating them and I'm enjoying it." And he found out after the fact, when he was saved, that he needed nutrients that was in that bird's eye. Sounds crazy, but his body craved for those nutrients. He needed those nutrients in order to survive, and his body craved for them. So we're finding out now we're very deficient in certain micronutrients, up to 70% deficiency overall. And so we're trying to find them. So your body will eat more food. It'll say, "I need more food to find those nutrients." You'll even crave things you don't normally crave. Like my wife was pregnant and she's craving certain foods she never ever would eat, but she wanted them while she's pregnant because she needed those nutrients for the baby. So her body needs nutrients. Your body will crave it, and it'll crave more food to find it. But the second thing is our bodies are very toxic as well, because our environments are very, very toxin rich. Our lawns, plastics, you know, everything around us has tons of toxicity in it that it never did 50, 60, 70 years ago. It was much, much less. So when we have these toxins in our body stores it away in fat. Sometimes you put an extra layer on your body of fat to store more toxicity that you got exposed to. So now you have these toxins inside your body, and your body does not want to let go of that fat. And we have certain ways of doing that. You really have to be very careful. If you're dropping the fat, you need to have something to bind with the toxins to escort it out of your body, or else it'll just go back into the fat and your body will want to put more fat on. It sounds real familiar, right? You ever try to lose weight and you drop a couple pounds and your body says, I'm not going to let you do that. And it puts more weight in your body. So that's why. Quite often why is because you have these toxins in your body needs to get rid of. And it won't let you lose that fat. That's a storage place. That's a storehouse for the toxins. It's the most metabolically inactive tissue in your body, fat is. So your body says, "I'm going to put it there because this way it can stay there and not damage other organ or physiological processes." Next up is GLP-1 drugs silence this hunger alarm. So this is real critical to understand. That's what it does. It quiets down your hunger cravings, makes you not crave food as strongly. And your body's saying, "I need more food. I need to go find more food." And GLP-1 drugs are saying, "No, you can't do that because I don't want you eating more food." So see that conundrum? Your body needs more food, but GLP-1 says, "Don't get it." So when you have this, it overrides your body's natural eating mechanism, active rescue mechanism, and it's trying to protect you, that mechanism, trying to get more food in you. See, your body doesn't care if you have extra weight in your body. I mean, it doesn't really care. You have this innate intelligence which runs every organ and system in your body, and it knows what to do for you, right? And so it doesn't really care if you have extra weight in your body. It cares that your organs and tissues remain healthy, that they have every nutrient that your body needs in your body from food. And this way, it'll continue to find more food and want you to eat it. So basically, you know, you have to eat that food, and GLP-1, it diminishes it. Next up is rapid fat loss mobilization. This stores toxins. So flooding a depleted system with concentrated poison. So when you lose weight, when GLP-1 drugs force the fat off your body and you're, you know, become lighter, you still have the same amount of toxicity in your body. You're not doing anything to bind it up and escort it out of your system. So basically you become more toxic, and you can't do that. You need to have a body that's less toxic for health reasons. That's one of the reasons why when you take GLP-1 drugs, your body becomes less healthy, right? You have more issues, more symptoms popping up because your body desperately needs to get rid of those toxins and needs to find those nutrients. So that's why when you get off a GLP-1 drug, and it's the biggest fear I hear, I have a weight loss system. And so biggest fear I hear from people getting off GLP-1 drugs is they're scared to death of all that weight coming back. And it will. It will, because your body will say, I need you to find that food. I need you to eat that food, right? Because you desperately need it. So the hunger signal, its suppression goes away, and then your body needs the food. So it comes back with a vengeance, and then you get this food in, trying to find those nutrients, trying to eliminate toxins, all the stuff I'm talking about, and you just eat a ton of food. So all the weight comes back, and it tends to bring more weight with it than even what you had in your body prior. So these drugs, I don't know why people take them. It's a vanity thing. You take it and I'm not saying this. Listen, if you're listening to the show and you're taking them because you don't know anything different, your doctor didn't have any of this knowledge I'm sharing with you, and he took the drug and gave it to you, saying you'll lose weight, it'll be better for you, it might bring down your blood pressure, right? Because you have less mass in your body, might bring down your blood pressure, but many other things are going wrong, which more, you know, easily counterweight lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol. So it's very important to figure out how to do this properly. And I can tell you how to do it. We have systems that'll tell you how to do this properly and not have you do it improperly, like GLP-1s have you do it. You know, there's never been a pill or an injection that's ever allowed people to lose weight over the long haul. I remember there's a drug out 10, 15 years ago, and I remember the side effects were crazy. They read it on TV, and there's so many side effects. I can't even imagine why anybody would ever want to take that, except for the fact of looking good in a bikini, you know, maybe trying to look good in a dress, whatever your motivation is, or whatever your doctor is telling you your motivation should be. That's the driving force. But even people on these drugs don't even look good in a bikini, because you lose muscle. You know, lose up to 70% of the weight is in muscle or organ weight. So you just look like a skinnier, fat version of yourself. I know it's hard to understand, but you know, all you guys who have taken this drug and you got really lean, you know what I'm talking about. You look in the mirror, you're not happy with your build because you're like a bag of bones instead of having good muscle and looking healthy. So, you know, your detox capacity is at its lowest point precisely when the toxic load is the highest. So it's a perfect biological storm. One of the things real important when you do this, you don't get healthier, you get lighter. And you can't equate being lighter with being healthier. It doesn't work that way. You know, and now the same amount of poisons is swimming in your smaller pool with nothing left in the tank to fight it. So it's, you know, this is so important to understand. You have to handle this completely differently. And for the most part, we have a system that really does that. You know, and I hate pushing our system, but it really works so phenomenally. People lose weight just as quick as when they're doing GLP-1 drugs, except for the fact they do it healthily. Right. So the biggest thing we do, I'm going to break it down for you, because it's super important to understand this simple fact. We have technology that tells you what you're deficient in. So you put your hand on this hand cradle device, and it introduces signals into your body. It's kind of like a lie detector test. You know, it introduces signals into your body, and your body reacts to those signals. Now, ask you bio questions. So these bio questions, it'll tell you whether you're hypo, hyper, or normally reactive to nutrients. So we specifically ask nutrients that we're most deficient in this country. So we do that because our soil is depleted. We've created food with chemicals and GMO seed. It doesn't have nutrition in it. So we have far less nutrients in our soil. So we test for those nutrients, see if you're deficient in them. And then beyond there, we also take a look at how your body's, you know, doing good, how it's functioning, how it's healing. And it gives us tons of information on what's going on. So we find out exactly what you're deficient in, and it tells us exactly the right nutritional product or supplement your body needs to make up for those things you lost. So it tells you, you know, you need so much selenium, so much vitamin D. It'll tell you the things you're deficient in and how much of what supplement you need to replace it. So it's super important just being healthy. If you want to be healthy in general, you need to know these things. But if you can figure this stuff out for specifically for weight loss, you know, if you're holding on a lot of extra weights because your metabolism is really compromised, it really is, you're having trouble dealing with all the toxicity, all that loss of nutrition in your body. So your body holds on extra weight for a rainy day, right? Trying to support your body, as well as it doesn't want you to become more toxic than you already are, so it stores away in the fat. So then we have to figure out which things you're deficient in and which organs need support. So these supplements really help with that. So now your nutrient needs are met. You know, you're not overfed and undernourished anymore. Now you're fully nourished, and we can actually slightly underfeed you for a while and your body be completely happy with what we're doing. So we give you organic whole foods, and a certain amount tells you the right amount to eat, how much you should have for your body weight. And people lose weight extremely quickly. More importantly, they do it very healthily, right? Very healthily. So with the process, you lose weight, you're healthy. And most people drop about 20 pounds in the first 40 days. That's the baseline. So that's, you know, 20 pounds the first 40 days. Some people do 30, 40 pounds in the first 40 days. And if you look at that as if in a month, in 9 days, right? That's 40 days, a month and 9 days, you can lose that much weight. It's phenomenal. I know many people only have to lose 30 pounds, right? So other people have to lose hundreds of pounds. Either way, it's the same process. People holding on to more weights because they're more nutritionally deficient and the body stores weight trying to protect them. So if you want to figure out how to get healthier, if you really want to figure out if you can fix this merry-go-round cycle of losing a little bit of weight, putting on more weight, and then losing weight, putting on even more weight, if you want to try to fix your metabolism once and for all, give us a call. You know, every week we do this. I give away 10 free appointment times, and we do it for free for the first 10 people who call us or text us. Now, we're in Fishkill, New York, right by where Route 84 and Route 9 meet, if you're familiar with those landmarks. But now, Fishkill, New York, sort of centralized in Hudson Valley, and we have people come up from New York City, Long Island, all over the place to do our weight loss system and get healthier. So if you want to give us a call, 845-896-1200. And we'll just leave us a message or just text us. It might be easier to text us, 845-896-1200. Text us the word loss. We'll get back to you Monday morning, right? When we see the text, we'll get back to you and we'll set you up with a time. It'll take you through the whole process. And minimally, even if you don't want to do our system, I feel it's phenomenal. But if you don't want to do our system, you can figure out how your body's not responding to the weight loss. We have so many people on GLP-1 drugs that want to come back off of that drug. They want to let their body heal naturally and they don't want to put the weight back on. So we help them with that process as well. So if you're someone who's on GLP-1 drugs, we can help you get off of them. If you're someone who had bariatric surgery, we can help you lose the weight, because once again, you become smaller, more toxic version of yourself. Just because you had surgery didn't mean you got healthier. You just got lighter. So we help your body to get leaner, healthier, and lighter naturally. And your body's much healthier and it wants to stay that way for a long time. So if the first 10 people, give us a call or text us, 845-896-1200, and say the word loss in the text, or just leave us a message, say you want to come in. We'll set up a time, go through the entire process. It's normally $250, and we'll figure out how to get you healthier and get you back on track to, you know, being on the healthiest person that you can be. So I want to go over a concept for all you people who have disc issues. The concept is your disc gets very, very tightly squished between two bones, your vertebra. And so you have a major disc problem between those two bones. And if you have that positive pressure pushing down on your disc, it's going to push out. A couple of examples, it's like a jelly donut. If you have a jelly donut and you squeeze it, disc is going to push out the side. But an example I really like is if you have a balloon, like you blew up a balloon, you step on it. The further you step on it, the more it's going to bow out, or it's going to push out the side of where your foot is. And if you lift your foot up, right, it'll come back in underneath your foot. So if you had a balloon that's the same size as your foot, and you pushed on it, it's going to bow out. And then you lift your foot up, it creates negative pressure and helps that disc to come back in. So many people have disc issues and it's killing them. I have people in my office all day. I'm a very high level corrective chiropractor. So we see people all the time with the most dangerous issues, right? And we can get them better, but there's a certain segment of the population who really needs other things. And we have technology in our office. It's really, really cool. It takes that disc and it creates negative pressure around the disc and it pulls it back in underneath the vertebra. So it's not bulging or even herniating. It can come be pulled back in and let your body just run so much better. So basically, when you do it this way, your body's going to work better and you're going to feel better. I mean, people slated for surgery feel tremendously better. We have people coming in who are lying on the floor. You couldn't even get off the floor in their house, right? For days. This person has soiled themselves because their family's away and they're at home and they're lying on the floor in miserable, miserable pain. And tables like this work phenomenally for these people. So it's so important to get your disc back in that right place. Now, first of all, I'll tell you, it's very important to have your spine running good to begin with. So that's pain that happens when you have a severe incident or you've had issues for a very long time. But for the most part, If you had a spine that's working good, then you don't have an issue like that. And it's so important to know what it looks like to have a spine working good. I mean, from the cradle to the grave, because young children, pediatric research shows 85% of normal births have some level of damage or pressure, particularly to the upper part of their neck. So they have it in the upper part of their neck, and that damage or pressure affects them the rest of their life because it puts pressure on a nerve. I was talking to this cardiologist, and I said, if we squeeze your aorta just a little bit, squeeze the aorta, and you didn't get as much blood to your body, would your body be healthier or sicker? Oh, they said it's going to be sicker because it's not working right. I said, if you squeeze a nerve, particularly at the brainstem, if you squeeze the brainstem, is your body going to be healthier or sicker? And he said, it's going to be sicker because your brain runs everything in your entire body. So if you have any pressure on your brainstem, now your healing, your ability to do things, your recovery time, your body just won't run right. And over time, your spine will change its position to adapt to the pressure in your brainstem, and then it'll develop disc disease as it continues breaking down. So you get to a place where you have disc disease and a surgeon saying you need to do something about it, right? It's a major problem. That's where the new technology we have in our office will really, really help you. And it helps people feel tremendously better. But the thing is with this, you know, I want to tell you a quick story about my son. My first son, his name's Mason. He was born, and when he was born, my wife had a very difficult time delivering him. So I'm going to tie this into where I was a minute ago, but I had a very difficult time delivering him, and the umbilical cord wrapped around his neck twice. So every time my wife would contract and try to push him out, the umbilical cord would take his head and his neck and pull it back up. Essentially, it was like a noose around his neck, pulling his head back up. So every time she'd contract, his head would tilt to the side and would pull underneath the skull to the side. So it'd be pulling from the side underneath the skull, and it took the first bone, the one bone that Christopher Reeves broke, if you remember him, fell off a horse and broke his neck. That bone, it shifted to the side as well. Just a little bit, but enough to create damage to the brainstem. So my son was born, and he had to be put in a NICU right away because he had a horrible breathing issues. He was breathing way too fast for his body. He was becoming too carbon dioxide toxic, not getting enough oxygen to his body. And he told us, you have a 50-50 chance of seeing your son live. So that was really harsh news to us. We didn't want our son, you know, we're new parents. We had no idea what's going on. And they gave us that news of 50-50 shot of your son surviving. So we took that very seriously. Now, thank God. I mean, thank God up above. I know how to take care of this stuff. I've been taking care of patients for now 28 years, and we see tons of little kids because that nerve pressure really can just create ADHD, depression, anxiety, so many issues in that child, as well as poor health throughout their whole body. So we've been taking care of little kids who are the easiest to get better, by the way, easier than adults, for 28 years. But when my son was born, I checked him out, and he was in the NICU, which is a neonatal intensive care unit. And when he was in the NICU, he had all these probes and, you know, wires hooked up to him, and he had a monitor measuring his respiratory rate. And he's, I think, 130 breaths per minute. It was high up around 130 breaths per minute. He should have been about 35 breaths per minute. So I went in there, I saw that, and I know that top bone surrounding your brainstem, that's where all respiratory function comes from. All your lung function comes from that top brainstem area. That's why Christopher Reeves broke that area and his lungs shut off. Remember, he had a respirator helping him breathe, so his lungs shut off. So now, my son had that pressure in his brainstem, and he's breathing like 3 to 4 times faster than he should have been. And I went in there, I checked it out. And it's so simple. If you have a little kid that's dealing with tons of issues, going to pediatricians all over the place, it's so simple to get him better. I'm going to tell you that right now. You can get him better so easy. And what I did for my son, I simply moved his head to the side, and I applied like a little vibrational force to that top area. I just vibrated it, and that bone, I felt it slide back to where it should have been all along. Now, he'd only had that bone out of place for maybe 9-10 hours maximum. So it was very simple to have it slide back in. It hadn't developed any muscle or ligament growth around it supporting that bad position it was in. So I got it back to the right position, and his body came back. And right off the bat, the monitor showed his breathing rate dropped down to 35, went right to 35. It was amazing. The nurses came in and looked at his monitor. They didn't know what happened. And then the doctor came by for his rounds and checked on my son. He said, why is he even here? I have no reason for him to be in this NICU. Send him back to his room. So that was an incredible thing. You know, for me, I have chills telling it right now, because it was one of the most powerful things me and my wife ever saw, with our child coming back to full health and life right there, as well as it just anchored my belief in knowing that chiropractic care saves lives and helps people even at a young age. So all throughout your life, I'm a big fan. I'm not ashamed to say people should have their spines checked and adjusted their entire life. And many of the diseases you have, many of the problems you have, wouldn't it be there? Your body be working 10 times healthier, and you'd be doing much better. fast forward, if he had left that issue, he survived, had that issue left in his brainstem, the rest of his spine would have changed its position to adapt. It wants to shorten the rest of your body. It wants to adapt to the pressure up the brainstem. It would have done that. And over time, that abnormal position and the abnormal forces of gravity pushing down in the spine would have created disc issues. The disc would have slid out to the side. Spine curves just would have popped out to the side. It would create other problems. And then basically you would have massive pain and we would have to take care of him another way. So I'm grateful I was able to care for him when he's younger. I still adjust him now, adjust my entire family now, because it's so important to me for them to have great health. And we see hundreds of people in my office every week and we take care of them because they understand it's so important for them to have great health. I mean, you guys are chasing health through your doctors all over the place trying to find answers. And even if you don't have any known symptoms or disease processes, if your spine's off, you should have it x-rayed and see what's going on. We go to our dentist, get her mouth x-ray, get her teeth x-ray to see what's going on, even if it's not hurting. Her spine's way more important to figure out how it's going and how your body's working. So I do this every week. If you anybody out there saying, that's making, man, that's just resonating. I never heard it that way before. It's totally resonating. And I needed to know this. Thank you. You know, I'm going to set up it 10 times, just as I did earlier, 10 times for you guys to come in, do my entire exam process for free. I even take an x-ray on you, right? Entire exam process for free for 10 people. And if you come in, we'll do the whole process. Leave us a message. We do it the next week after you this call. So up next week, we'll be able to do that process. But just give us a call. We do it for free for the first 10 people. And honestly, I just want to share this before I go any further. You guys, you know, I love you guys. You guys are committed people. You really are listening to my show every week. And I thank you so much for that. But you guys are committed to your health. And you guys, I want you guys to have the first opportunity to have the highest quality health care you can get. Because medical care is disease care. When you have disease or symptoms, it's caring for you then. It's trying to manage your symptoms and disease. Chiropractic's healthcare. I want you to be healthier. I want you to improve your function. And so ultimately, I love the concept of getting you better through healthcare rather than managing your symptoms through disease care. So if you want to come in for that free exam process, give us a call. It's 845-896-1200, 845-896-1200, or text us the word posture. So you can text the same number, 845-896-1200. Text us the word posture, and then we'll get back to you Monday morning. We're in Fishkill, New York, mentioned earlier, but maybe just came on the show. Fishkill, New York, right sort of at the junction of where Route 84 and Route 9 is, right? Kind of close to Newburgh Beacon Bridge. So if you're within 20 minutes, a half hour, we'll have people coming from an hour plus away. But if you're within a half hour, 45 minutes, give us a call or text us. I'll be more than happy to take you through our advanced examination process, give you an accurate idea of what's going on with your health. And we could even move forward to give you recommendations on how to get healthier and have your body work the way it's supposed to. All right. So give us a call, 845-896-1200, or text the same number. I'll get back to you Monday morning and set up a time for you to get back on track. You know, I want to talk a little bit about from pain to purpose. For the most part, many of us, right, our relatives die early of stuff they never should have died of. Maybe 80 years ago, they wouldn't have died from it. You know, my grandfather, he died of cancer and heart disease. He had cancer and heart disease. My grandmother, she died with dementia. My father died of cancer. And I'm not okay with it. That's why I do the show. I'm not okay with people waiting until they have symptoms of disease and then having their health fail them and trying to find an answer. I call it from going from pain to purpose, right? It's a big, big thing for me. You know, whenever I find myself complaining, I tend to read a book or something about someone who has a life much harder than I do, because there's always people who have it harder, and it just motivates me to want to be better, to be healthier, to be more focused, to learn more for you guys as well. Because so many people out there, you just don't know. You do what your doctor tells you all the time, not because you're a bad person, because you're looking for answers and you feel they have the answers. But I'll tell you the truth, the best answer is always how we've been designed in the first place. Eating healthy, moving our body, removing all interference, getting rid of toxicity, resting our body fully and properly, right? Doing all these things we're trying to recreate through biohacking, through red light, you know, through going outside and trying to ground. Well, we're just supposed to live that way anyway, right? If you live that way anyway, if you go outside, now the weather's a little bit nicer, and stare at the sun. Well, when it's low, when the sun's low, go outside and stare at the sun. It's a tremendous thing for you. That's what we're designed to do. We're designed to be outside, look at letting the sun hit the back of our eyeball, and there's certain hormones that respond to that favorably. Go outside, walk on the ground. Back 150 years ago, we had leather-soled shoes, and when we walked on the ground, it would conduct through the shoe into our body, and that grounding would take the negative ions from our body. It would help us be much healthier. So everything in nature is designed to work better for us. You know, we ate the food that grew within a mile of our home. You know, it was nutrient dense. It also had all the probiotics that were in the soil, the same probiotics we're exposed to every single day in our gut. And basically that probiotics from the soil would help us digest the food that grew in it. So if we live that way, our bodies are always going to be so much healthier. There's so many things that can go down the whole list, eating nutrient dense foods, moving our body. You know, I always say, if you went back 150 years and told someone, "Hey man, you're pretty buff. What gym do you go to?" He'd say, "What's a gym? Can you tell me what a gym is?" He wouldn't know. He would just be someone who moved his body, farming or whatever he did. He just moved his body. And I look at the Amish people now. Amish people, they don't have screens. You know, a lot of them don't have screens anyway. I've seen some people with some screens, and they're moving all the time, outside working. And it may seem like it's hard, but that's healthy for you. It's how we're supposed to live if we're doing it correctly. So, you know, I'm going to encourage you guys to try to focus on the right thing, not focusing on just trying to lose weight, just trying to feel better. Those are good goals if you achieve them through the right means. So just be trying to get your body healthier through eating the good food that grows around you, that's organic. You get farmer's market, right? Those foods will be much healthier for you. Moving your body accurately and completely, that's phenomenal for you. If you focus on these things, removing interference in your spine and nervous system because your brain runs everything, removing that interference, letting your body work much, much better. Your body's going to be happier. You're going to be happier. You're going to be a better parent, a better coworker, a better friend, better loved one. And that is the goal of why I do this show. I want you to be the most excellent human being you're designed to be, so you get the best life you're designed to have and ultimately enjoy it. Now, all the other perks come too, maybe earn more money or whatever, but that's what I want for you. So as always, God bless you guys. Have a great week. And I'll be back with you next week with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.